It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A new Texas law designed to limit opioid abuse will take effect September 1st. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider says the law is aimed specifically at those most vulnerable to developing an opioid addiction.
The law says that prescriptions for acute pain, such as immediately after surgery or injury, can't exceed 10 days and can't include any refills. Dr. Bernard Gerber is president of the Harris County Medical Society.
Part of what they tried to do was limit the supply out there so that prescriptions for large amounts of medicine for what really should be temporary use is limited, and we were in favor of that change.
The law does not cover opioid treatments for chronic pain, cancer care, or substance abuse. Under a separate law set to take effect next March, physicians will have to check a state database to monitor whether patients have already been prescribed opioids elsewhere. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham put together a task force to examine the feasibility of legalizing recreational cannabis in the state. Fred Martino talked with the governor about the possibility of a vote on the matter in the January legislative session.
So I committed to putting a proposal for recreational cannabis on the governor's call. And for your viewers who may not know what that means, in a 30-day session, because that's not a lot of time, we work to just deal with our budgetary matters. And then in a 60-day session, we deal with everything else. Now, we're, I think, the last voluntary legislature in the country. What that means is we don't pay our legislators, so they've got to be at work during the remainder of the year. But they do a ton of work in the interim, and so it's really a tough climate. But folks are very interested in recreational cannabis, and so instead of having that mired in either a 30 or a 60 day with no cohesive sense about what a proposal could look like, I committed to getting this task force together so that you could have a bill on the call. My hope, because I committed to doing that, if we've got a proposal ready, that we will have a proposal that's ready.
Okay,
and
Governor,
to tell you it's hard.
It's hard. We know it's very hard.
It's hard.
It went through a lot of different revisions in the last session, and we didn't end up with anything. You may not want to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
All right.
Would you prefer to have the legislature pass a bill giving voters a chance to have their say on this issue, or would you prefer that the legislature makes a decision? As you know, some folks say, look, give the people a chance because this is not legal at the federal level, and so this would be a direct message from residents, from voters, to the federal government if New Mexicans were given a chance to vote. What do you think?
Well, there's no better, there's not an answer for one or the other, and I will tell you why. I do think voters ought to be engaged. I think a resolution by the legislature, which gets before the voters, is a meaningful effort, and I totally affirm that every New Mexican ought to be weighing into important issues of this nature. But it doesn't give you that legislation. So until you see what it is that we're debating, it's tough, isn't it, for even me? I'm immersed in this issue. What actually am I approving or signaling? And so I'm engaging this task force, and we're going to be providing, right? We're going to these town halls and going into your community. We want people to weigh in, because here's why this legislation, more than the federal prohibition, that is really complicated. It can, in large part, really erode medical cannabis efforts, making it even less affordable and less available to patients who need it. I got to figure that out. It is a public safety issue. You have to figure that out. You have to know what can happen to a black market. You got to figure that out. You better be clear about prevention and intoxication while you're driving and in the workplace. And you can't test it like you can alcohol. And what does it mean for other laws like workers' compensation? And what do you do if you're a healthcare provider and you're off and you're engaged, you're having recreational cannabis and there's a random drug test when you go back to work and it's still in your system? Are you automatically fired? Do you lose your license? So there are some really tough issues that have to be addressed, including prevention for underage individuals. So we got to protect our kids in our schools. And without the task force, you can't get to the meat of those issues. issues. So whether you did a resolution for the voters to get it before the voters on the ballot or not, I want voters to engage with their policymakers in the short term. And if it gets before the voters, if that's what occurs, they'll be more educated about the benefits, the economic benefits, the, you know, the mitigating of crime benefits, and the like. But they'll be knowledgeable about the risks.
You can find a link to the entire interview with New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham at the region's homepage, krwg.org.